Good morning. It's Ashley with another Hampton Roads Perspective. And this morning I'm here with Angela York, the Executive Director of Thrive Peninsula. How are you doing today, Angela?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course. Now let's get right into it. What is Thrive Peninsula?
So Thrive Peninsula is a nonprofit that assists families who are facing difficult times. So if you think of the families in our midst who may struggle to pay their lights or to pay for their rent, those types of families that are struggling are the ones that we look to assist when they're going through financial turmoil. So a lot of the families that we see may be making difficult financial decisions every day. So they might be deciding, do I buy groceries today or do I buy my kids' school supplies? Or do I pay my past due rent or do I fix my car so that I can get to work? And these are just the types of situations these people are in our community. And so we look to help them with critical bills so that they can stay in their homes, the lights and the heat can stay on. We have an on-site food pantry so that we can make sure they have enough to eat for them and their children.
Wow.
And then we do one-on-one financial coaching. So we're helping families prepare for tomorrow with their finances so that they can overcome future struggles.
So you serve the community in ways to help, you know, take the load off some of these families' shoulders. I mean, having to make that decision, do I buy groceries or do I get gas so I can go to work and get money to buy groceries? So
exactly.
That's how you serve our community here in Hampton Roads?
Yeah, definitely. And most of our families are working. They're either underemployed or they're working multiple jobs and just trying to stay ahead. And something happens that they get a little bit set back.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be a car repair or an unexpected hospital visit or medical bill that they have to pay and they just can't catch up. And so we're there to help them in their most difficult time.
How did Thrive start?
So it's kind of cool because Thrive started back in 1973 by a group of local churches in the Denby area of Newport News.
That's where I'm from.
Oh, so fun.
So, I grew up right behind St. Jerome's Church
on
Denby Boulevard. So yeah.
Yeah, you're right around the corner from us, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you have to come for a visit.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Awesome. So the churches right in that local area saw that there was such a big need, specifically in Denby, and said, you know, as churches, why don't we work together to try to help these people?
Mm-hmm.
And so they formed this central organization. And at the time, we were called DUCO, or Denby United Christian Outreach. And so it was a group of ecumenical churches, different denominations, that came together to form this nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people would walk into a church or call the church, they could filter them and say, okay, you can go to this organization that can help you because we're not necessarily set up to do that.
Yeah.
And then the idea is that the churches that support us today and the organizations and the businesses, they support us so we can help people in the community who are facing these difficult times. And so we receive volunteers, donations, food items, all from these different partners.
Wow.
So they're not only just sending people to us, but they're sending us resources to be able to help. And so it really is a collaborative effort.
So do you specifically serve the Peninsula families?
Yes. So we serve families in Newport News, Hampton, and York.
Now, you mentioned the food pantry a little bit earlier. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So we have actually a really robust food pantry. We serve fresh items. So we have deli items. We have produce.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. We have a lot of healthy foods. Right now, we have apples and onions and potatoes in stock.
A lot of food pantries you hear have non-perishables only.
Right.
Not as much fresh food. So.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have all those types of things. And then we also have frozen foods. So we have meats. So if a family comes in, they actually get to shop for themselves, which is also unique because if they have dietary restrictions or picky eaters that are their kids who don't necessarily know what situation mom and dad are in, they're able to select the foods that their family will actually eat.
Wow.
And so we give about 10 days worth of food to each family. They get to select 10 days worth of food. And so for even just a single person, that comes out to be about 25 pounds of food. They get to select three different packages of frozen meat and then whatever else they want, shelf stable, the produce, the potatoes, the onions, all those things are available for them to choose.
How does a family benefit from the food pantry? How, if someone needs that type of assistance, do they reach out to you and tell you, or how do they get that service?
How do they find us?
Yes.
Yes. So people find us through a couple different ways. For our food pantry, people can call First Call for Help if they need a food pantry referral, and you'll get a referral to a place that's closest to you. You can request our pantry, but we're within a network, a family of pantries. Okay. And so if anyone listening does need food assistance, you can call them at 757-594-4636. And that is United Way First Call for Help. And you can get a referral to a place close to you to get assistance with food or even rent and utilities.
Now, families that are struggling, is there any type of, I don't want to say you need proof.
Guidelines.
Guidelines.
Yes. Yeah, so if you call First Call and you come for food, we'll ask that you show your ID and your Social Security card.
Okay.
Yep, for everyone in your household. And then that's actually how we know how much food you get. Because if you're a family of five, you might get 90 pounds of food versus if you're a family of one, you might get 25 pounds of food.
Now, I was looking at your website and I saw something about financial coaching. What does that look like?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we have trained volunteers who sit with every single family who might receive financial aid from us.
Okay.
So if you're looking for rent assistance, first you come in and sit down with a financial coach, which is really cool because we have an opportunity to prepare people for the next steps after we help with the bill, what happens next. So what we'll do is ask them to bring in their household bills and expenses, and we build their actual household budget. And then we look for ways that they can save and other resources in the area and different nonprofits that might offer services that benefit them. So, for instance, if they are struggling to pay for childcare, we might refer them to a place that offers sliding scale childcare, for instance. If they need a leg up with getting a job, we'll refer them over to Goodwill because they have a really great employment center and we have a contact that we can give them. So it's a person that they're reaching out to, not just an organization.
Now, are these people, these coaches that help financially and make these budget plans, are they volunteering their time to assist these families?
Yes, absolutely. So we have about 10 financial coaches. They are all volunteers, and we don't train them. The Virginia Cooperative Extension Office actually trains them.
Okay.
And we have a number of them who've gone through a 20-hour Master Financial Educator program.
Wow.
And so that qualifies them to offer long-term financial coaching. And so our goal is if a family comes in to receive that one-time rent assistance, we're saying, hey, why don't you come back? We'd like to help you achieve your financial goals, to get out of debt or to improve your credit score or just to get on top of your budget.
And back on your feet.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And these are totally free services, but we do want to give a hand up to the families that are struggling.
Now, do you use volunteers to offer all your services?
Yeah, basically. We are a unique organization because I'm the only full-time staff member, and we have three paid part-time staff, one volunteer part-time staff, and then we rely on our 50 volunteers who come in every week to give 2 hours. And so our volunteers are answering the phone, they're financial coaching, they're packing food in the pantry, they're sorting donations, even cleaning. I know that so many of your listeners are thinking, I want to clean for Thrive. No, I'm just kidding. But we do get volunteers to clean. It's super helpful because it helps us keep our admin costs very low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how does your organization look to be proactive versus reactive?
So when families come to us and they're on the verge of becoming evicted, right, or they can't pay their light bill, if we can assist them overcome that little hump, we can actually help prevent them from becoming homeless. If you think about every family in the country right now that's homeless, why are they homeless? Because they were evicted at some point. And if we can prevent that, if we can stop people from becoming evicted in the first place, we can save our government a lot of money, but we can save so much emotional turmoil. I mean, you can get PTSD from becoming homeless. And we just want to help the families who are struggling before they get into a desperate crisis. And if we can do that and we can give them the financial tools, then we can really prevent a much bigger problem.
Why do you specifically do this?
I was brought up in a household that cares a lot about, I guess, being frugal would be the right way to say it. I grew up going to thrift shops with my parents, kind of as, you know, just a way to save money, to mm-hmm. get things for less. My parents instilled in me values that said, it's important to pay off your debts as soon as you can. It's important to be the master of your finances and don't mm-hmm. let them control you. Don't be a slave to your finances. And so I think I see so many families that are a slave to their finances and they're not able to enjoy them. They're not able to enjoy their lives.
They're not thriving.
They're not thriving. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. So we just want families to experience that financial freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And we see so many success stories that make it all just so worth it. I mean, we served a woman who was a single mother and she had two kids and she had lost two streams of income around the same time, even though she was working 40 hours a week. Her son moved out and so he stopped helping with the rent
mm-hmm.
and she lost a couple months of child support from her daughter due to no fault of her own. And so she got behind.
Yeah.
She called us 2 weeks before she'd be evicted from her home and she had no friends or family that could help her through that. So she called us. And so we were able to bring her in for the coaching, create a plan for how she can get on top of this for next month, but mm-hmm. also start back at a zero balance with her rent and stay in her home with her family. And this mom specifically touched my heart because just a few months after we were able to assist, she came back into our office and she handed us a check for $100 mm. and said that she wanted to pay it forward to help another family in crisis.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So I know you guys do financial coaching, helping people pay their bills, you know, you have the food pantry, but also I hear that you collect shoes.
Yes, we do collect shoes.
Okay, so what do you do with that?
Okay, so the shoes are actually a fundraiser for us, but
okay.
The shoes get sent to third world nations like Haiti, where people don't have access to footwear the way we do here. But it actually helps people in those countries because they create micro enterprises. They refurbish the shoes, and so it creates jobs abroad. By donating shoes to Thrive, you're also keeping them out of our local landfills because they might not be in good condition, but we can still take them. And then it helps us raise money for our organization. And so in the past 5 years, we've raised over $17,000 through collecting shoes, and we're able to reinvest that money into our local families.
Now, have you seen the need in our area increase or decrease?
So we've had a lot happen at Thrive in the last couple years. We've moved, we've grown in a lot of really exciting ways. We've actually doubled our services that we've been able to provide to the community over the past 3 years, and we feel really good about that. But we've also seen the calls for assistance literally quadruple in the same amount of time.
Wow.
And so we are getting desperate calls from families all the time that are saying, I don't know what to do. And some of them are literally crying over the phone to us, looking for help with their rent because they're afraid they'll become homeless.
Mm-hmm.
And these are just the real stories that we hear every day.
Mm-hmm.
The needs in our area, they're definitely coming to our doorstep, and we're seeing so many more people who need help.
What is your greatest need?
So our greatest need at this point would be financial help, because when we assist somebody with their rent and their utilities, we are, you know, reaching into the pockets of the organization and paying a bill, which is a really tangible way for us to help people in need. For those people who, you know, may be thinking, well, who are these people and do they really need this help? Are you just enabling people? What's really cool about our organization is that we have a great vetting process. So we are asking all the right questions for the families who are calling us who are in need of this assistance. Mm-hmm. We're asking about how long have you been in your place of residence? What sort of income do you have? What's your family structure? What happened that you got in this situation? And then we're crossing all the T's and dotting the I's with their paperwork, seeing that their situation checks out. And so I share all this because we're doing everything to make sure these are the right families who need this assistance desperately.
You're not just giving out cash to people that say, hey, I need help or something. You know,
exactly.
Without, you know, the guidelines like you're speaking of.
Yes.
So if someone wanted to make a donation that's listening right now, how do they go about doing that?
So that would be great. We would love to have any donations to help us. We'll pass it right along to these families in need. You can go to our website, which is www.thrivepeninsula.org, and you can click on the Donate Now button. You can also call us. Our office is closed today, but you can call our office line and leave a message, and then we can help you make a donation over the phone. And our phone number is 757-877-6211, extension 3.
Now, in regards to the food pantry, can people donate food?
Absolutely, yes. So we take shelf-stable, frozen, and fresh food donations, and they can stop by with donations to our office Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Do you have any partners that consistently donate food?
Yes, absolutely. So most of our donations actually come from some of the 70 churches that support our ministry today. We also get donations from the YMCA, Kiwanis groups, Rotary groups, okay, individuals. Over the summer, we actually have two community gardens that bring bring in fresh produce. One is from Menchville High School,
okay,
and then the other one is at one of the local churches.
Now, what would you say is the most rewarding thing about being the executive director of Thrive Peninsula?
I love having so many volunteers come in our office who love to be there, who feel so satisfied being able to help families. I think that's the most rewarding thing, when I have a volunteer come up to me and say, I really love being here. I really love
the
impact.
They love helping.
Yes. Yeah. And they love, you know, they're the ones that are sitting down with the families in the coaching sessions and the ones that are handing food. And I just love that they find it so rewarding.
It can't be easy for these families to come and ask for help to begin with. So I would imagine your volunteers have to be, you know, great people for, you know, someone to just walk into the door and, you know, ask for help. If someone wanted to volunteer, are there any guidelines or age requirement?
So what's really great about our organization is we can have volunteers of almost any age. Because we have a shoe program that I shared about. And so children can actually help by pairing shoes and bagging them and donation sorting, which is really unique.
Okay.
But the only restriction we have is that you go on our website and fill out a volunteer application. It has a confidentiality agreement.
Is there anything that you'd like to leave with Hampton Roads today? Maybe a story for our listeners?
Yeah. So one of the things I'd love to share is that I think sometimes we have an idea about the people in our community who might be struggling. So I think we might visualize them as looking a certain way or having a certain family structure. But what I want to share is that people who are struggling look like all of us. And they're people that are just like you and me, but they've just hit something unexpected in their life. I mean, if you think about if something major happened to you, something, for instance, medical, that would be such a horrible situation, but it would be so easy to get behind with those mounting bills. And so sometimes I think we have an idea about who are these people who are asking for help anyway. No, they're just like you and me, and they're all ethnicities, they're different genders, they're all ages, and they're just people who are in our community who are trying so hard to get by.
They say there's no face to hunger.
Yes.
Like, you never know who's struggling.
Exactly.
So I would imagine that would be the exact same thing. You never know if it's your neighbor or anyone like that.
Absolutely. And the last thing I want to share is something I probably didn't touch on enough, but we do offer at Thrive, again, long-term financial coaching for these families. That we invite each family to come in and say, look, we're giving you this one-time food assistance, this rent assistance, and, you know, we ask you to come in once for the financial coaching, but we invite you to continue to come in for this service.
Mm-hmm.
And just a couple of weeks ago, I learned about somebody that we helped that I thought was really special. It was an elderly woman who had first come to us because she had mounting bills, and she was being called by creditors. And if you've ever been in that situation where you feel like you can't even answer your phone because you don't know who's calling you, that's the situation she was in. And she felt an enormous amount of stress. And so we paired her up with one of our financial coaches who's actually a retired credit counselor. And they worked together over the past 9 months. And I received a call just a few weeks ago saying that this woman was actually on her last bill and that she's answering her phone. She's able to pay her bills.
Oh.
She's no longer going out to the community or agencies like us asking for help because she can do it herself.
That's great.
And I just think that there's more families that could have that same story, and we're really excited to meet them and to be able to help them.
Well, thank you so much, Angela, for coming in today to talk about Thrive Peninsula. And again, our listeners, if you would like more information on Thrive Peninsula or you would like to help, you can text the word THRIVE, that's THRIVE, to 757-104. We'll send a link straight to your phone. So thank you again.
Oh, thanks so much.